Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security Operation for a Millennium Pearl, Part 6.
Hall 1 is right ahead! Hurry up!
The animals rush towards Hall 1. Following close behind the crowd, Bonnie Fox sneered.
Ha-ha! Take a good look at the beauty's tear, you fools, because soon it'll be all mine!
Bonnie Fox swept off towards Hall 1. As she was about to enter Hall 1, a familiar voice came from behind her.
Hi, ma'am!
Oh, no!
Bonnie Fox turned her head, and her eyebrows furrowed in frustration.
It's you again, little cutie.
Bonnie Fox instantly forced a smile.
I want to go to the dinosaur hall to see fossils, like T-Rex, pterosaurs, triceratops, stegosaurus, and...
That sounds great. Well, go ahead. Bye-bye.
Bonnie Fox immediately turned to walk into Hall 1. But Doodle Bear followed her like a sticker.
Ma'am, you didn't tell me where the dinosaur hall is.
The dinosaur hall? I don't know where it is. You can ask another staff member. Stop following me.
But you're wearing a museum uniform. Look, you've even got a T-Rex on the back of your shirt. How do you not know where the dinosaur hall is?
Doodle Bear blinked his big, watery eyes.
Drat! This kid is so difficult! If he keeps pestering me, I'll have to...
Bonnie Fox was about to release her sharp claws at Doodle Bear.
Surely she wouldn't know where the dinosaur hall is, Doodle Bear, because she doesn't work for the museum.
At that very moment, a voice rang out. A quick glance at the person speaking, Bonnie Fox nearly fainted. A tidy police uniform and a pair of dark, bright, round eyes. It was...
Sheriff Labrador! You're here too!
Upon seeing Sheriff Labrador, Doodle Bear ran over excitedly. Then Sheriff Labrador immediately pulled Doodle Bear behind him.
Come here. So, tell me, why would you pretend to be a museum worker?
Bonnie Fox blinked her eyes innocently.
Oh! Sheriff Labrador! I don't know what you're talking about.
Drop the act! The first time I saw you, I noticed that your uniform didn't fit. And I've already checked. You're not on the staff list at the Forestville Museum. You put on that stolen museum uniform and posed as an employee, all to steal the beauty's tear, the Millennium Pearl on display today. Am I right? Bonnie Fox, the prettiest female thief of evergreen grassland.
A beam of piercing light flashed behind Sheriff Labrador's dark, round eyes. When Bonnie Fox heard what Sheriff Labrador said, the gentle smile disappeared on her face, and her eyes gleamed with a fiery fierceness.
Hmph! Sheriff Labrador, you never cease to amaze me.
Give yourself up, Bonnie Fox. I've got police stationed at every exit of the museum. Now everyone here knows exactly who you are. The moment you step foot in any room of this museum, alarm sirens will go off.
What? Drat! My good looks didn't pay off today, but I never go through the main entrance.
Bonnie Fox jumped up and nimbly climbed to the top of the museum's highest display case, trying to escape through a gap in the ceiling. But the display case was old and rickety. Bonnie Fox lost her balance and fell face forward onto the floor with a thud. Her otherwise beautiful face immediately swelled up like a red balloon being filled with air.
My face!
Bonnie Fox, it is very dangerous to climb up on cabinets. If the cabinets fall, there's a danger of having it fall on you. You are suspected of multiple thefts. Come with me to the police station.
Oh, no!
The animals gathered around to watch the incident. As all of this was happening, no one noticed that a chinchilla in a red mantle had appeared in Hall 1 with a smirk on his face.
Now that Dodger Mouse and Bonnie Fox have been arrested, the beauty's tear is all mine!